Radio Prague News.
A district court judge has ruled that Social Democrat politician David Rath, charged with corruption, as well as seven other people arrested along with him, will remain in custody. Some 500 police officers are working to ensure security during the Israeli Prime Minister's Prague visit on Thursday, and a record auction of a Frankische Krupka painting has revealed shortcomings in the country's registration of works that fall under the national heritage. A district court judge for Uski nad Labem has ruled that regional governor David Rath, charged with corruption, will remain in custody. On Thursday, the judge also remanded in custody seven other persons who were arrested along with Governor Rath. The court on Wednesday said there was danger that if released ahead of trial, Mr. Rath could influence witnesses, attempt to escape, or continue in criminal activities. Similar reasons were cited for the other suspects to remain in custody. On Monday, police arrested the former central Bohemian governor as well as four men and three women, among them Katarzyna Pancova, the head of Kladno Hospital, and two entrepreneurs, one of them from the construction sector. The group is charged with corruption, damaging the EU's financial interests, and manipulation of public tenders. Some 500 police officers are working to ensure the security of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is in Prague on Thursday afternoon for an official visit. The Israeli leader, who is traveling with a delegation of seven ministers, will be meeting with his Czech counterpart Petr Nečas, as well as several members of the Czech cabinet during his two-day stay in Prague. Senior police officials have said that the Israeli leader's visit carries a higher security risk compared to those of other statesmen. The Israeli delegation is set to discuss bilateral relations as well as collaboration in the areas of education and research. The record auction of Frankische Kupka's painting The Shape of Blue has revealed shortcomings in the country's registration of works that fall under the national heritage, especially in the area of fine arts. To date, the Czech state has failed to determine whether the painting, which was sold to a foreign buyer for a record 55.75 million crowns, falls under the national heritage or not, the Czech news agency Četka writes, citing insider sources. Should this be the case, the buyer would not be able to take the painting out of the Czech Republic. The National Heritage Institute claims that Kupka's work does fall under the national heritage. However, the seller of the painting maintains that it does not, since the process of proclaiming it as part of the national heritage had not been completed by the time the painting went on sale. And now for a brief look at the weather. Over the next few days, the weather should get milder with cloudy skies and daytime highs between 14 and 20 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.